He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is September the 3rd, and it is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're seeing new all-time highs pretty much across the board here this morning. We have the S&P 500 right now up almost 5 points, and it's at 2007. Holy cow. We are at some lofty levels. They were up a quarter of a percent on the S&P. The Dow is up 75 points. The Dow is at 17,142. So we're seeing new all-time highs, I believe. I'll have to look up what the old high, but we're right around there at 17,142. The NASDAQ, 4,600 today. The NASDAQ's only up a couple points, though, definitely lagging the others. Big indexes this morning. It's at 4,600. Gold is at $1,267 per ounce. The euro is at 1.31. We saw a huge, huge rally in the U.S. dollar yesterday. And over the last several weeks, we've seen huge rallies in the dollar. The 10-year yield is at 2.44%. We've seen a pretty big bump up here in interest rates, but still 2.44, very low on a relative basis. And let's see, what else do we have here this morning? We've got a few earnings coming in. Toll Brothers beating earnings, but still, you know, home sales. And they're saying that the consumer, they're not seeing a confident consumer. They agree with me. But the market marches on, so go figure. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we had another data breach. This time it was at Home Depot. And, you know, who hasn't shopped at a Home Depot this year? Most of America, I would think, has gone to a Home Depot for some reason or another, even if it's to get aphid dust, you know? All kinds of things needed at the Home Depot. Little hammer, that little screwdriver, that little socket, the one socket. How many of you have a socket set at home? And finally you get to use it and you find out the one that you need is missing. I mean, that's almost always the case. But anyways, Home Depot gets breached. We've had a lot of big breaches here recently. We've had, of course, J.P. Morgan. We've had Target. I mean, between Target, J.P. Morgan, and Home Depot, that covers just about all of America. I mean, if you throw in Chick-fil-A, then you've got all Americans have been breached at some point in time this past year. What do these breaches mean, and who are some of the companies that are working to protect us against such breaches? Well, I've written a couple of articles here recently. One back in January of this year. I wrote about a company for TheStreet.com by the name of LifeLock. LifeLock doesn't really protect folks or companies against data breaches. Instead, they focus on the individual. They focus on protecting you from identity theft. Some guy running around claiming he's Bill Gunderson with Bill Gunderson's credit cards and Bill Gunderson's social security number and Bill Gunderson's whatever else. He'll get thrown out of most fine restaurants here in San Diego claiming that he's Bill Gunderson. But LifeLock is a proactive identity theft protection service for consumers and identity risk assessment and fraud protection. Now, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, this was not something that I felt like I needed. In fact, even today, I am not a LifeLock subscriber. But having said that, there definitely is a lot more risk these days to somebody stealing our identity And you see these major breaches happening at these major companies, and it makes you stop and wonder. Well, LifeLock was $10 a share back in May of this year. I wrote it up in January on its way up, and then it peaked at 23, and then it had a real big sell-off, clear down to the $10 area. I actually owned it at one point in time, I believe early this year or late last year. I got out of LifeLock as it went from $23 down to $10. But now the stock is making a comeback. In fact, since mid-May, and that's about the time of the Target breach, LifeLock has gone from $10 a share to $15 a share. It's up 50% over the last 5 or 6 months. And it had another very big day on big volume yesterday after news of the Home Depot breach hit the news wires. LifeLock is a $1.4 billion company. And as I look at my Best Stocks Now app right now, LifeLock is ranked, I believe, at number 94 right now out of the 3,800 stocks that I follow. Another company that's in the thick of things is a company called Proofpoint, which is headquartered in the Silicon Valley. Back in March of this year, I wrote up Proofpoint for thestreet.com. At the time, Proofpoint was trading at about $35, $40 a share, somewhere in there. It's still $40 a share, but in the interim, during the tech sell-off that we saw back in the spring of this year, Proofpoint went clear down to $24 per share. Proofpoint was another stock that I owned earlier this year and had to move on when it dropped below my comfort levels. Now the stock is roaring back. From 24, it's all the way back to 40. That's about a 60% move since mid-April. I currently don't have a position in Proofpoint. It's a $1.5 billion company, but it's another one that's right in the thick of things right now. Now, they help companies protect their data and their databases from these so-called hacks. And they're a pretty good company, growing at about to 45% per year. The last one I want to mention here this morning is Palo Alto Networks. About 2-3 months ago, I was running down on the harbor, and I saw a company having a huge party out on the veranda of one of the big hotels. They come here a lot for their big conventions, and I looked at the badges that the employees were wearing. It was Palo Alto Networks, which I'm sure has something to do with some Stanford graduate somewhere along the way. Palo Alto Networks is a $6.8 billion company. They're a major player in providing network security infrastructure products for enterprises, service providers, and government entities, all three of which are under attack these days by hackers. Palo Alto also has some pretty good exposure to the banking industry, another area that's been hacked recently with the J.P. Morgan breach. Palo Alto Networks has also been growing at a very fast clip, about 50% per year. They're the most profitable of the three companies. Palo Alto's is expected to grow their earnings by 60% this year and 65% next year. They're also the largest of the three companies that I just named at $7 billion in market cap. Now, these aren't recommendations. These are just examples. And by the way, Palo Alto Networks broke out big time yesterday to a new all-time high. They went public in 2012 at about $50 per share. It's now $90 per share. Breakout to new highs. Not recommendations, but examples of some companies that are fighting the bad guys that are actually benefiting. Sometimes I wonder if these hacking companies aren't the ones doing the hacking, but nah, you know, that'd be a conspiracy theory. The hackers are not going away. It's a constant game of cat and mouse between the hackers and the companies that try to prevent the hackers, and those are three companies right now that are in the middle of trying to prevent the hackers: Palo Alto Networks, Proofpoint, and LifeLock. And by the way, the company that was hacked, Home Depot, has been on a pretty good roll here recently. This may hurt them, however, for quite some time. When Target had their breach, it was not good for the stock, and this may cool those red-hot shares of Home Depot down for a while. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Network radio show. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, hacking in the news here today and yesterday and last week and last month, and the companies that try to protect these databases that contain things like social security numbers, email addresses, able to get into our credit card information. Scary days, scary times that we live in. But you know what? It's part of the conveniences of being able to sit at home and order parts for. I had to order a part for my stand mixer that I mixed up my bread dough with last night. Somewhere I misplaced those dough hooks. I don't know where they're at. And click, click, click online, bang, 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 and it's on its way, you know, from overline. But part of that, we expose ourselves to hack attacks. And I talked about three companies, two of which I've written up recently. You can go to thestreet.com and pull up the articles that I've written. You can see the whole list of them when you pull up my name on thestreet.com. And you can reread the two that I wrote up earlier this year. One was on LifeLock, which obviously protects the individual against hack attacks. And the other one, or identity theft, the other one was on Proofpoint, which also, they protect the companies. They try to protect the companies against hacks on their databases. Okay, I want to talk about Brazil next. The candidate that seems to be more pro-business and wants to get Brazil back in the economy and move away from the socialist programs that they've had in Brazil that have done nothing for their economy and the corrupt government that's currently in place in Brazil, there's hope that the other candidate will win in the October elections, which are coming up very, very quickly here. And Brazil has been on the move. I mean, Brazil looks like the insiders or the people who are in the know there are gobbling up Brazil shares, Brazil stocks, Brazil ETFs, Brazil mutual funds, etc. And most of these ETFs and most of these stocks are dominated by one company down in Brazil, which is Petrobras. Now, they've changed their name recently. They're now Petróleo Brasília. And Petrobras, Petróleo Brasília, is now a $135 billion company. Now, here's a stock. You know, I've given examples like this so many times. Here's a company that's been run by the government. Back in 2008, this was a $77 stock. Today, well, recently, it got clear down to $12. Okay, you've got rising oil prices. We're now, you know, over $100 a barrel, or almost $100 a barrel. Oil stocks all over the world have been hitting new highs. And Petróleo Brasília has gone during that time. Now, during a recovery in the global economy and during a period of time that we've come from the depths of hell in most markets around the world, instead Petrobras has gone from 77 down to 12. Mismanaged. There's no other way to look at it other than mismanaged. Now, they're going to hopefully turn Petrobras back into a capitalistic company run by private enterprise, for profit, one that's growing once again. And in fact, over the last 5 years, Petrobras's earnings have been dropping by 22% per year. That's 22% per year. Now, listen, a time after time, example after example, I can give you of companies that were finally turned over by the government to private enterprise. I remember Potash up in Saskatchewan in Canada, which was one of the most mismanaged companies of all time until it went into private hands. And then it took off and became a big winner, a big company with growing and hiring people. Look, you may not like capitalism, but it's the best system. It has its weaknesses and it has its flaws. But I haven't seen a better system yet as far as coming up with innovation, creating jobs, growing earnings. Yes, from time to time, they got to lay people off. There's no such thing as guaranteed jobs in capitalism. But then capitalism doesn't have a $17 trillion problem either, does it? Capitalism doesn't have a $17 worth of debt like government does. So Petrobras needs to be let loose, set free, bring in private enterprise, whoever it is, ExxonMobil, I don't care, Chevron, whoever, and get that thing cranking again. Brazil has massive oil fields that can bring a lot of wealth to those individuals down there and a lot of jobs and create a lot of social programs, help the folks out. And the stock is finally on the move. In fact, it finally hit $10 a share in March of this year. That's a new 10-year low on the stock. And then all of a sudden, news polls started showing that there may be hope, that there may be new life coming to Brazil. And the stock has been on the move ever since. And in fact, since March of this year, just on the anticipation that better days are ahead for Brazil, the stock has doubled. The stock is now $20.71, all the way from 10. It's one of the biggest performing stocks since March of this year. In fact, over the last 12 months now, the company has delivered a return of 57%, while the market's delivered 22%. Now remember, this comes after 7, 8, 9 years of the stock hitting new lows. There's a major trend reversal there. It's finally not going down anymore. It was one of the laughing stocks of the world, like the big oil company in Russia, which also needs to be let go and taken over by private enterprise, one of the most corrupt companies in America, right down there with Petrobras. But now Petrobras is coming back, and it's a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. I own it in my conservative growth accounts because it is a $135 billion market cap company. It's a large cap stock. Don't buy it for income. Don't buy it for dividends. Here's another problem that's been so mismanaged. It's one of the few large oil companies in the world that doesn't pay some kind of dividend to investors. That's what mismanagement does. Maybe someday they will pay a dividend to investors. But when I look at the valuation of the company, I see it trading at a forward P/E ratio of just 9, single digits. Why? Because it's been managed so poorly over the years. And now it's expected to grow those earnings by 16% per year going forward. That gives it a PEG ratio of 0.54. I could see the stock getting back into the 30s, maybe even the 40s down the road. Again, it is a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. It's not a recommendation. It's just an example of a stock that is flourishing once again in this particular economy, global situation that we're in today, PBR on the New York Stock Exchange. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the third quarter. Boy, this is a fast moving hour. It's my favorite hour of the day doing the show here. I think I'm in the 20th year of doing radio on the stock market. Started out here in San Diego, the little show in the North County of San Diego, which was very popular and soon grew into a nationwide show. And we're basically heard from Miami all the way to Honolulu. That's a big stretch of geographic space across this globe. And a lot of haunts in between. So happy to be here every single day. We're constantly looking for the best stocks now. We're constantly trying to be in the best areas of the stock market at any given point in time. And of course, that all begins with the question whether or not to even be in the stock market, because there are times when the market is not the best place to be. And I'm sure you'll hear many other commentators, many other advisors, many other radio hosts, many other TV hosts, many other newsletter writers who over the last 5.5 years have told you at least once or twice to get out of the market. I hear it all the time on CNBC, all the time. And I hear it on other radio shows all the time. Now, I'm not a perma bull. I don't believe in being in the market at all times. There's times when you don't want to be in the market. 2007, 2008, we went through a 53% drop in the market. The index investor would say, hey, that's just part and parcel to being in the market, and you've got to ride through times like that. The problem is most people sell after the market's down about 50%, and they don't get back in, and then they buy in much later. So market timing is difficult. It's very difficult. But I do believe that there are clues out there, like the economy, like GDP, like jobs reports, like inflation reports, like Fed stimulus or no Fed stimulus, like technicals, like asset class rankings, like sector rankings, and like how the individual stocks are behaving across the board. And that's why I spend several hours every single day in quiet here in my office observing the various indicators, the various charts, looking at hundreds of charts. I feel like the more I look at, the better armed I am. And one of the conclusions that I've come to here in 2014 is, number one, to continue to be in stocks. That continues to be the best place to be. And even though you've had a pretty good year in the bond market so far this year, you had a horrible year last year. And I don't believe that gold is the best place to be. It had a horrible year last year, down 27%, is flat this year. Stocks are still king. Cash is not king. If you want to grow your money, the stock market is still the best place to be. Ownership of companies and ownership of the best companies that you can possibly find, whether they be small, aggressive growth companies, whether they be kind of middle-of-the-road companies that have risen up out of that aggressive growth area, become more of a moderate type of a risk profile, or whether they're the big conservative stocks, which are kind of being favored here in 2014. The first decision that I would tell you that I've made this year is to continue to be invested in stocks. But unlike the last 3 or 4 years, I've also decided that this is a better time than most to be invested in foreign stocks. Not 100%, but I have sent a lot of money overseas this year. At the beginning of this year, I predicted that the emerging markets would outperform the U.S. markets. And I think the biggest reason for that is the stimulus being drained from the punch bowl, now almost completely gone from the U.S. economy. And political change happening around the world that seems to favor other areas of the world right now. One of those areas that I continue to like is India. India's been on a tear here recently. The India stock market, as we look at IFN, which is an exchange-traded fund that tracks India, over the last 5 years, the India stock market has grossly underperformed the U.S. market. In fact, over the last 5 years, it's been dinking along at about 6% per year. It was worse than that until this big run we've had recently. It's basically went nowhere for 5 years. While they tried this social program and that social program and had a corrupt government. Boy, does this sound familiar. Does this seem to be a theme? Brazil, India, and probably parts in between. They're economy has suffered greatly. Their stock market has suffered greatly. They've had 5 years of no growth whatsoever. And then they got political change, massive political change earlier this year when a pro-business candidate, Narendra Modi, was elected. Now, he's not off to a flying start, but just the anticipation of better times ahead for growth in India have led the Indian market to a 62% return over the last 12 months, while our market has delivered 22%. I haven't caught that entire 61% move in India, but I started moving into India several months ago. And that's all I can say is so far, so good. And I continue to like the India market very much. One of the stocks that I currently own is HDB, which is HDFC Bank. It's a $24 billion company headquartered in India. In fact, let's see if we can see the city. Nope, it just says India. They are an Indian financial institution with a network of 3,403 branches in 2,171 Indian cities. So I would venture to say just about anywhere you go in India, you can find an HDFC bank, which was an $8 stock back in 2008. Today it's a $51 stock, and it continues to move higher. And it continues to benefit from what I consider to be positive political change. At least it's positive for the economy and the markets of India because they have responded quite well to all of this political change. This stock over the last 10 years has delivered 25% per year to investors. How does that compare with Citigroup? Let's just put those numbers up. Citigroup, on the other hand, over the last 10 years has gone backwards by 18.2%, one of the worst-run banks in the world, Citigroup, Citibank, whatever it's called these days. Let's go through those numbers again. Over the last 10 years, Citigroup has gone backwards by 18% per year. Happy shareholders there? I don't think so. On the other hand, this India bank, HDFC, symbol HDB, has gone forward by 25% per year over the last 10 years. Over the last 3 years, it's struggled. While the political climate, the economic environment in India has not been that favorable towards business. Over the last 12 months, however, HDB is flourishing, has flourished once again. It's up 85%, while the S&P 500 is up 22%. As we look at the technicals, now this is not a cheap stock. It's got a P/E ratio right now of 29, but it's been growing by 22% per year. And over the next 5 years, it's expected to grow by 30% per year as hopefully the middle class continues to expand in India and as more and more people need bank accounts, need home loans, need business loans, need credit cards. The list goes on and on and on. HDB yesterday broke out to a new all-time high. And the India markets are on the move once again. I would say here at Gunderson Capital Management, we currently probably have maybe a 10% exposure overall to the India markets. I haven't dove in completely, but I have dipped a little bit more than my toe into the water. And so far, I've been very happy by the results that we've achieved with our investments in India. And there's lots of ways to invest in India. There's a lot of companies in India that are publicly traded, but very few of them are available to investors here in America. And if you want to get exposure to a lot of the companies in India that we can't buy here in America, I own a mutual fund that invests in India. They've been there for a long time investing in India companies. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is through exchange-traded funds. I just mentioned IFN, which is the India fund. That's a closed-end fund. It's liquid, as where the mutual fund is not, the open-end mutual fund. And they have an investment manager that buys securities of India companies. Then there's also the indexes, the INF. I think it's IF is the India Index. Or there are individual stocks. I currently own HDB Bank, HDFC Bank, symbol HDB, here at Gunderson Capital Management out of 3,883. It comes in at number 262. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we're 66 months in to the current bull market, which has carried us from 666 to 2007 on the S&P 500. Let's see if I do the math, I believe that's a triple now on the S&P 500. The market has tripled. And yet I continue to hear pundits all over the place telling me that this is a false move, it's a fake bull, it's pumped by the Fed. When is a recovery not a recovery? When is a bull not a bull? When is a triple in your 401k not a triple in your 401k? Hey, it is what it is. It's gone from 666 to 2007, and the Dow has gone from 6,435 all the way up to over 17,000. It's pretty hard to argue with results. It's hard to argue with results, especially if you've participated. I think the sourpusses out there are the ones that have not participated in this thing. They're the ones that have been on the sidelines throughout this bull market, or at various times through the bull market. Will the bull market eventually come to an end? Absolutely. It will come to an end. I don't know what's going to be the final death knell. It'll probably be geopolitical events. It could be an economy that peaks here in America and begins to roll over and begins to contract. We continue to hear from many retailers and various outlets that the consumer is not all that confident at the current time. We heard it again from Toll Brothers, a home builder. When I was on Bloomberg Radio last week with Pim Fox, I said, hey, you got to look at the home builders. If the consumer is confident, he's out there buying a new home. He feels good about his job situation and the long-term future, and he's got money in the bank, and he's flush with cash. And he feels real good about America and global events and everything. He's confident. I don't see that. And yet the market continues to hit new highs, and I continue to be fully invested in the market. But eventually, you know, the consumer could bring the economy down, could bring the bull market to a screeching halt. Geopolitical events could do it. Rising interest rates could do it. Inflation could do it. A collapsing dollar could do it. Any number of things could do it. That's why I spend every Thursday and Friday of my life going through all of these various little things, nuances. The dollar, inflation, gold, GDP. But I try to make it real simple. And then in the end, I send out my newsletter for your perusal, and you can go back and look at the record and say, hey, Gunderson has had us in this market the whole way. And there will come a point in time when I'll say it's not the place to be. There's better asset classes to be invested in. It might be cash. It might be gold. It might be inverse funds. Or it might be 100% foreign, overseas stuff. It just depends. That's why I invented my own proprietary ranking system for my own use as a money manager that tells me where the best places in the world are at any given point in time. It started pointing overseas late last year. The app started pointing to India. And as I read why is all of a sudden India moving up in rank here? I read about political change and the big elections coming up, which happened. And the move in the market since the elections in India started pointing overseas to Brazil or down south to Brazil, even though there's a lot of political risk there. You had the third candidate die in a plane crash. I don't know if they ever figured out the reason why, or if anybody wants to know the reason why, but now they're down to two candidates, and the pro-business candidate is leading in the polls, and Brazilian stocks are going berserk. It's one of the number one markets in the world, and things have been pointing to China recently, which seems to be a little bit removed from all of the political, geopolitical risk. Let Putin screw with China, see what they'll do to him, huh? Let Boko Haram or ISIS mess with China, see what China will do to him. They don't put up with that crap. And so China seems to be kind of immune from all of this and doing well, and a lot of Chinese stocks. My C-Trip, CTRP, yesterday bought a cruise ship. That's interesting. And a few weeks ago, Priceline made a 10% investment in C-Trip. So they must see opportunity in China too. But the bull market will not last forever. It will come to an end at some point in time. Are we on borrowed time? I don't know. 65 months. That probably is one of the longer bulls, one of the longer expansions. And yes, it has been mostly caused by the Fed, this bull market. You can thank them. Now, what will be the ramifications down the road of this drunken binge of money printing and low interest rates that the market has received? Well, that's all we can look at to is the present. And a tripling of the market, a tripling of 401ks, a tripling of IRAs since the dark days of 2009, and continue to ride it for all it's worth. And as we look at the sectors today, it's still the biotechs, it's still the pharmaceuticals, it's still the internet stocks, the technology stocks, the healthcare stocks, which are still receiving some stimulus from the government. And as you look at your 401k at work, hopefully I've given you good advice, and hopefully you've listened, haven't had your entire 401k in gold or on the sidelines in cash because you're listening to others that like to make bold predictions and get headlines and be featured on the CNBC, etc., because that's where bold headlines land you. Can't make bold headlines, bold predictions. Very seldom do they come to pass. Instead, you got to live in the moment. You got to look at the markets today. You got to take it a day at a time, a sector at a time, a stock at a time, a week at a time, and you always have to have your eyeballs in the rearview mirror. I'm the kind of guy, when I drive down the road, I'm always checking my temperature gauge and my gas. I just want to make sure that I don't run out of gas 50 miles from Barstow in 112 degree heat. I can remember the days of being broken down in the old family car on family vacation and the radiator boiling over on a steep summit that many cars don't make it up, and a whole line of cars pulled over to the side of the road with their hood up and their engines boiling over. I guess our technology has increased greatly these days because we don't seem to see that. But someday this market will be boiling over and we'll have the hood up. That's why you want to continue to listen. Get my newsletter, pwstreet.com. And if you'd like me to manage your money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.